immigration team has been very clear in terms of how the deliberations will take place, insisting that the determination of whether Zimbabwe goes to an election or not will be based on whether Zimbabwe has fully implemented the global political agreement, specifically the roadmap towards elections. So we think SADC does not want to taint its image and support a bloodbath in Zimbabwe or a sham election.
But there have been some wrangles within the political parties on this issue of conditions or reforms. Some want the reforms to be implemented before elections, while others are saying they should just go ahead and follow the mandate of the Constitutional Court. What's your take on this issue?
I think the wrangles are not something new. Those are the wrangles that actually ensure that Zimbabwe is under curatorship of SADC facilitation. There were wrangles over how elections are conducted in 2008. There were also wrangles even in terms of the outcome of those elections. So those wrangles do not surprise us. That is why there is continuous negotiation and mediation with SADC facilitation, so that there is some agreement in terms of that. And we feel that SADC will continue to be the power broker and continue to insist, especially considering that these wrangling parties themselves sat down and made an agreement, and that is the agreement that we are calling them to adhere to. So certainly we are even surprised at times that political parties then change goalposts. But there's a clear roadmap, and we are insisting that whatever the ranking, let it begin within the framework of the election roadmap as agreed to by these parties and supervised by SADC.